No matter how many times we are warned in a theater, there's always that one person, the one person who forgets to turn their phone off. And then, in the middle of that climactic scene you've been waiting for, the shrill ringing of a phone cuts through the moment like a knife. But then, it never seems to stop. You get so irritated. Answer it, silence it, turn it off. Just something. So how does the sound of an unanswered phone make you feel? And do you get annoyed when people don't answer you when you call? Well, you aren't alone, and you're in the right place. The theme for this meditation from Jeremiah chapter 33 is being answered when you call. The assurance of knowing that God does hear and He does respond. So now, regardless of it being the start or the finish of your day, this gift of quiet meditation is yours, a quiet place to encounter God in the midst of the noise, a retreat, if you will, to return once again to the hope of knowing He answers your call. Begin by taking several deep belly breaths, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with each breath, without effort, let your eyes begin to softly close. For a moment, rest in this place of assurance, a time of certitude, and a moment of confidence in God, Spirit, and Son answering you. Continue by responding to this passage from Jeremiah chapter 29. And as I lead us, just respond softly, God answers. Then with deep longing, you will seek me. God answers. Then with a deep longing, you will require me as a vital necessity. God answers. Then, with a deep longing, you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. God answers. Rest here once more for another moment, just breathing, letting those words become yours, and then contemplating how God answers. But do you ever feel unanswered? Your calls to Him unresolved? Well, take this moment to note how you react emotionally when you feel ignored. Just note any emotions the Holy Spirit lists up for you to feel. Don't feel shame over what you feel. They're just thoughts. But take a moment to let your mind drift through how you feel being neglected. As thoughts of disregard drift in, well, let them drift out. Allow the Holy Spirit to make you mindful and thankful for the assurance of God answering. It's okay to initially feel forgotten, but let those thoughts float up and away. They are not the thoughts of God. And also, grant access for the Holy Spirit to renew your mind to become that of Christ's once more. Center on His attentive love and care. And center, too, on your breathing. Just let distractions sink away with each full, deep belly breath. Just as you become more mindful and aware of the love of God within each breath that you take, distracting thoughts of isolation may still float by. Just let those thoughts remind you then to come back to the answers of God. Feel assurance that you are safe and known as you lift a breathless whisper, God answers. Center on those sacred words, God answers, for the next several moments. Continue by listening to God's Word now, this the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this psalm written by the prophet Jeremiah. It's a hopeful letter to the early Hebrews and a reminder to turn back to God, that He will hear their cries. So imagine it being written to you as He listens to your cries. Savor each word for you from Jeremiah through the Holy Spirit. From Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, from the New International Version. Oh, my dear friend, I weep for you. I want you to remember that when you call to God, that He will answer you. And not only answer you, but He will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not yet know. What emotions were stirred as you read this note from Jeremiah? Once more, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Where's the Holy Spirit guiding your mind after hearing these words? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute and just soak in the truth of a God that answers. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Amplified Bible now to be experienced as a prayer from you to the Lord. Let these words become yours as you listen. Dear Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth, thus says you, the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, that the Lord is your name. You say for me to call to you and you will answer and tell me and even show me great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden before, things which I do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. So thank you for listening. Lord God, thank you for responding and answering me. I give thanks in your glorious name. Amen. For the next minute, let these words become yours in a whispered prayer of contemplation. Your words, your time, before your God. Listen to this passage now a third time, and don't study the words too closely, but rather ponder how they make you feel. Listen now once more to this wider passage. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you, and tell you and even show you great and mighty things. Things which have been confined and hidden. Things which you do not know and understand and cannot yet distinguish. What did you encounter in this passage? Where did the Spirit center you? Well, stay there for a moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once again to the nation of Judah. You are among those to whom Jeremiah is writing, living in the midst of rampant idolatry and immorality. You have sought the light of God from within the darkness, but have never felt his presence. You have cried out for answers, but felt no response. Now, hiding in a dark, forgotten corner of your room, open this letter from Jeremiah once more. Read the words of hope. You can see the teardrop stains on the page from Jeremiah, now being mixed with your own. Take this minute as a time of contemplation, converting Jeremiah's cries into your own, his words into yours, his hope for you into your hope for God as you listen for him to answer. Pause or come back later if you need more time. Once more, God is in no rush. Nor should you be. Stay here for a while longer, centering on the sacred words, God answers. Words to guide you through times of neglect, confusion, and perhaps even isolation. Consider for a moment who you might know that may be feeling unanswered. A friend, a family member, or even a random stranger that feels neglected. How can you be the answering voice of God in their lives? How might someone hear him through you? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or nightfall, listen with expectation for the incessant ringing and knocking to suddenly end, for it may just be then and there that you will encounter the soft, answering voice of God. Now let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember that when you call to God, that he will answer you. Not only answer you, but he will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Now may his answer bring you to the light of Christ, the love of God, the guidance of the Spirit, and an encounter with the divine, now and always. Amen.